Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and welcome to part two of my discussion with Abby Ranella. We are talking about episode 125. So now, actually, I guess you're listening to episode 126, but we are celebrating the podcast and just talking about some fun things in regards to homeschooling, Schoolhouse Rocked, the podcast. So stick around and I think you're really going to enjoy the second part of my discussion with Abby. There's so much to homeschooling and family discipleship and so many benefits and blessings,
right,
that we can't help but want to share it with people. And it's the same with Jesus. You know, the older we get, the closer we get to our Savior, and the more we love Him, the more we desire Him. Mm-hmm. And so you couple those things together, family discipleship, Jesus, relationships with our kids, and you have what we have. You have a family that gets to do life together. And right. So we want to share it with people. And it's such a desire of ours to be able to just be like, no, everyone should do this. It's so good. There's right. So many good things about this. And so that is why we do the podcast. It's why we're filming the movie. It's why we have the blog. It's why we do our social media, you know, stuff. I mean, I wouldn't be on Facebook at all if I had the opportunity not to be, but it is a great platform that God uses to be able to share His truth with others and to encourage other families. And so so that's why we do the podcast. Why do that's you do awesome. The podcast with me, Abby?
Well, I do the podcast with you. There's so many reasons. Like you just said, God is so good, and He has given us this incredible calling to be homeschool parents and parents in general. And why wouldn't we share it with others? Why wouldn't we? And God, so here's something everybody can know about me. My whole life, I just prayed that God would make me silent and quiet. Like I always was the girl that talked, like I was the girl in high school that stood up and said, excuse me, teacher, that's not actually true. This evolution thing you're teaching. So I'm going to go ahead and not answer these questions on the test because I disagree. and then, okay, fine. I'll answer your question, but I'm going to write the right answer underneath about Jesus. And I was always the person that, would speak. And I prayed for until about 5 years ago that God would just shut me up, that I would just be that girl that would just not talk. And just in the last few years in my life, God has said, I have a reason and a purpose that I gave you your voice. And I have you have the truth. You have my word. And I want you to share it. And I want you to share my truth. And I want you to share my best plan for families. And so it's basically just a case of saying, yes, Lord. And then when I said, yes, Lord, the floodgates opened. And so that's really my journey of why I'm doing the podcast. 10 years ago, I would have been like, don't ever do anything like that with me ever, ever, Lord, because it puts you in the crosshairs in a lot of ways. I do it because I love the message of Schoolhouse Rocked, because I love and I am so behind what God is doing through Schoolhouse Rocked, through encouraging parents, through just speaking truth. And not just Schoolhouse Rocked isn't just about homeschooling. It's about marriage. It's about family. It's about mm-hmm. the gospel. And so that's a message I can get behind. And because I like you.
I like you too, Abinella. So,
and honestly, I love the people that we are able to yeah. connect with, the friends that are made, the messages that random viewers or listeners will send me. It is such an unbelievable blessing to build an army of parents around the world that are coming together for a common purpose.
I love it. So good. God is so faithful.
He is
to do His work through His people. He doesn't need us. You know, that's one thing I keep realizing is that the Lord does not need us, but he uses us if we choose to say
absolutely.
Yes. And so it's exciting. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Homeschooling has been legal in all 50 United States since what year? 1993, 1984, 1997, or 1996?
Oh, you put two really close.
And I put three really close.
Yeah, you did. You said no math today, by the way. But
that's not.
Those are a lot of numbers.
You're not.
I'm going to go with 1993.
That is
final
correct.
Answer.
1993, awesome. Which is the year I graduated high school.
Oh, wow.
I know. 1993. And so this is according to HSLDA, which is the Homeschool mm-hmm. Legal Defense Association, which actually it should just be HLDA because we learned today that homeschool is one word.
That's
so,
true.
Homeschool Legal Defense Association says, according to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, home education was illegal in most states as recently as the early 1980s. By 1989, only three states, Michigan, North Dakota, and Iowa, still considered homeschooling a crime.
That is amazing.
Yes.
So that tells you right there. And you know what's amazing is parents were still doing it, whether it was considered a crime or not, because they knew that it was right. And they knew that that was what the Lord intended for parents. So
that's right.
Those homeschool pioneers are my heroes. Those are some of the greatest heroes. And we need to really see the sacrifices they made and the battles they fought so that we now have free homeschooling and all. And we have the resources we have and the freedoms we have. But at the same time, we need to honor them by not forgetting the fight that took place for us to be where we are.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And we need to continue fighting hard to keep
absolutely.
Our freedoms because
they're not guaranteed.
They're not guaranteed.
I mean, they're guaranteed by God and they're guaranteed right now. But if we become complacent.
That's right. Yep. There are a lot of people who are trying to take these freedoms away from us to be able to homeschool and have the freedom to raise our children the way that God has called us to. And so we cannot sit silently. We cannot be apathetic in this. We must stand up. We must fight. Yep. We must stand with our state organizations like you are, Abby. I mean, you know, like you said earlier, you're just a mom. I'm just a mom. We're no one special. We're just two moms who have said yes. And so, you know, get involved in your local homeschool community, in your state community, and continue fighting because there are some, I mean, I know many have seen the Harvard article come, you know, floating around and them trying to stop. I mean, there are so many people who are just trying to put the kibosh on homeschooling and we cannot allow that to happen. So,
no. And one of the greatest things I think that we can do as ordinary moms is shine light on the truth, share how amazing homeschool is. You know, sometimes we want to just debunk every lie that they say, and that needs to be done too. But honestly, just share the joy of what we do. Share with other moms the beauty and the blessing and the joy of being able to teach our children. And that is a fire that will ignite in others. So that's just one of the best ways you can help defend our freedoms is by just sharing the blessing that it is and getting others on board.
Yeah, that's right. And pray for those who are on the front lines fighting for us and for, you know, those at HSLDA and in our state organizations and maybe email them and ask them, you know, how can we pray for you? You know, maybe you're overwhelmed. You've got, you know, five or six little ones at home and you can't invest time, but you can certainly invest prayer. So anyway, okay, we'll get off of that.
So exciting.
This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Abeka and their new 10-month payment plan for everybody. Whether you're a video homeschool family enrolled in Abeka Academy or you lead the lessons yourself, you can now get everything you need and get 10 months to pay. Learn all about it at abeka.com/payplan. That's abeka.com/payplan.
You can ask me one more.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more and then I'll...
And then I've got one.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What does the acronym NHR stand for?
Brian Ray. Just kidding. No. Okay, ready, go.
You don't know?
Oh, that isn't. That actually isn't.
No.
What's my multiple choice?
I'm not giving you multiple choice on this one.
N National Homeschool Institute.
No, it's NHR.
Oh, wait. NHR? I don't know. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
National? It's got to be national.
It's not national.
It's not?
I'm going to give you a hint on this one. You ready?
Yeah. I was thinking editor.
Think Facebook.
Oh, I'm not good at that. I was thinking you were giving me a real homeschool one, like Brian Ray's organization, the NHRE, Facebook. And oh, I know. Oh my goodness, I hate that one. Not homeschool related. Oh my goodness, it just dinged on me. Yeah, not homeschool related. Yes. So you go to the homeschool Facebook groups where it's all about homeschool, and they say, not homeschool related. Do you defrost your meat on the counter or in the fridge? And you're like, that is really in this group? Sorry.
Yes.
That's the best question of the entire day.
You're welcome.
NHR, not homeschool related. By the way, you're supposed to thaw your meat in the fridge, and I do it on the counter.
Oh, good to know.
And my friends, the Moultons, yell at me a lot about that.
So I'm going to go on some Facebook group today, and I'm going to say NHR.
NHR.
You're supposed to defrost your meat in the fridge and not on the counter.
That's like my favorite, NHR. Okay. We should use it in the podcast too whenever we say anything that's NHR. Okay. My question, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is your favorite moment from the podcast? That's hard because there's 125 episodes. Okay, let's put it this way. What is a moment that really stands out to you?
That is a really, really hard one.
It is. But like, did you ever drop the mic or something?
No.
Did you ever start crying in the middle of an episode?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, this one would... No. No, I don't think I've ever cried in an episode. I mean, I've cried in my life, but not on the podcast. This is not my favorite, but this is probably my most, one of the most memorable. So last summer when we were traveling, because we took a 3-month road trip around the country to finish filming. And right. We were in California and you and I needed to record an episode. I don't even know why. I think maybe we had run out of episodes.
Okay.
And so my mom didn't have, we were staying at my mom's house, but she didn't have strong enough internet. So I had to go to my sister's house to record. And I was upstairs in her like craft room, and it was the middle of summer in Southern California. And it was like 105 degrees outside. And the bedroom was like probably 95 degrees, and I was dying, and I was so hot and uncomfortable and sticky, and I had to like pretend like, oh, I'm so, you know, like I feel so good right now. And, and I just remember like, I cannot wait to get, that episode.
Do you remember which episode it was? Do you not want to tell?
I think we talked about kind of an update on Schoolhouse Rocked. I think that's what it was. But yeah, I just remember I was so, like, I just felt so out of my comfort zone physically and in every other way. And I felt really clumsy. And we had not recorded for several weeks. And so I just felt like I was off
your
my game. Yeah.
Oh.
But I can tell you one of my favorite episodes, the one that, we've had a lot of great guests, but most recently I have two that really stick out to me. One is Eric Hovind. And we talked about evangelism on that one. And the second part of his, I think it was part two, like that one just, I love evangelism. I love having the opportunity to share Christ with others. And that one just was so much fun. Like I just really, really enjoyed that conversation because it was homeschool related, but it was also where we were just getting real about just telling people about Jesus.
Right.
And so that one was really fun. And then one of my other most recent, just absolute favorite ones was with Miki Addison.
Oh.
I loved interviewing her. That woman is just, she is on fire for the Lord. And I loved hearing her heart. And we talked about family discipleship. And that was one where I was just like, man, I could talk to this woman all day long. As a matter of fact, I think after we finished recording, I was like, I just want to be friends with you. Like I want to go have coffee with you and
sit at her feet too. Information and the.
Yes. So if you haven't heard those two episodes, those are two of my most recent absolute favorite episodes that we've done. Really good.
There's a lot of really good ones. And I think like with anything, it's where you're at in your life when you hear it, you know, because maybe it wouldn't be, So, I mean, obviously the Misty Bailey one stuck out to me, but yeah. I also really liked the Caleb Schroeder one, just mm-hmm. perspective mm-hmm. from a teacher, you yeah. know, and maybe that struck chords with me because I was a public school teacher yeah. or just, I just really enjoyed that one. I was, I think I was shoveling snow on our ice rink at the time I was listening to it too. So that was fun, wow. but that was a good one. Yeah. There have been a lot that really strike and that you go back and you listen to over and over. And uh-huh. I think like with anything that you grab onto it and you're like, I need to rehear that. Like, Lord, yes. bring that back to me, because we forget, we get into yeah. the day-to-day, you know, trenches, and we forget the bigger picture. So we just need that constant reminder.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So
anyway, I have lots of fun memories of doing these, just different. I just lots of fun memories from like, sliding into the chair 1 minute before we go on air and giggling to on all the fun we just sit and visit to honestly connecting with so many different moms. Mm-hmm. So there is, it's been a lot of fun, and I have not been here for all 125, but I am yeah. grateful and blessed for the however many I have been here for.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
One of my other favorite things is always getting to see your girls before we get on. I love that, just being able to see just the family ministry that you guys do, yeah. that it's just, it's your whole family that God has called, and that your whole family does this together. And, you know, Garrett's always in the background doing his little techie things, and your girls are always hopping in, telling me hilarious things and making me laugh. Or so that's just been such a blessing, is to see and the way that you, yeah, just the family, the way that God has called us as a family to do whatever it is he calls us to do. So.
Yes. Yep. Yep. He is so, so faithful. We have a few more minutes left. Do you have other questions?
I'm fresh out of questions.
You're fresh out of questions?
I know.
What? Okay.
I know. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Because we're actually just nearing the end of our time.
People can pop on questions for us.
Yeah. If you guys have questions, please ask.
But to make sure you do NHR if it's not homeschool related. You need to make sure you put that on there. It's important.
Of course. Of course. So here are a couple things that I just want to kind of throw out there as we're tying all of this up. We ask this on the podcast all the time, but I think it's kind of like just noise in people's ears at this point. But I really do want to say thank you for testimonials that people have left for the podcast, because God is so faithful to remind us about the things that he's doing through the podcast by the testimonials that we get and people sending us messages. You know, sometimes people will leave reviews on iTunes. Sometimes people will send us emails. Sometimes people will message us on Facebook and just say, hey, I just listened to this podcast. It really impacted me. Those things mean so much to us. And it's not because we need the pat on the back or anything. But I will say, honestly, it helps us to know, like, okay, we're going down the right road. We're right. actually impacting people, because we're busy moms. We're mm-hmm. homeschool moms, and we're wives, and we have families. And, you know, if no one else was listening on the other end, there would be no point in doing this. And if no one's lives were being impacted, then why would we spend our time doing this? And so, you know, and just kind of to talk really quickly about the whole process of doing the podcast, you know, it's like making a commercial. You see a 2-minute commercial. Well, Garrett, having worked in the movie industry and still working in the film industry, it does not take 2 minutes to make a 2-minute long commercial. It takes sometimes several days, very long days, 15, 18 hour days. And it takes that long to get a short 2-minute commercial. Well, with the podcast, you know, it takes a lot of time to prep for it. Get our you know, official studio set up, get all the lighting and the sound and everything. Mm-hmm. And then after it's done, I send it over to Garrett, and then he does all the editing and puts in the intro and the outro and our ad breaks and all of that stuff. And it actually takes a lot of time, but it's totally worth it. But one of the ways we know that it's worth it is because we get to hear from you guys. And so thank you for those who have taken the time to leave reviews. Reviews on iTunes really are important, because those actually help to bump up the podcast in the different categories that we're in, which is like education, homeschooling, parenting, things like that. And so that helps us to get the word out. And the higher up we are, of course, when people just type in homeschooling, if ours keeps coming up towards the top, then more people will listen and be encouraged and blessed by it. So I know it's a hassle to leave a review on iTunes. I wish they made it easy, but they don't. But if you guys would wiggle your way through that maze of iTunes reviews,
right.
We would love for you to leave a review and just let us know how you're being blessed by the podcast.
And it's a blessing to other moms, like you said. So think of it as your own ministry. It's not like you're reviewing Yvette. And I mean, we don't need any credit. To God be all the glory. This isn't about us. But there are a lot of parents out there right now wanting to know about homeschool, wanting to know. And so I have a feeling there's a lot of people that are doing a search for homeschool podcasts.
Yes.
And you know, our focus here is to focus on Jesus and God's calling. And so we would love for parents to hear that message. So do you care if I just read a few of the reviews that have been left?
No.
Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I picked some of my, just kind of a variety. One review says, there is just something about getting into my van for a drive and being encouraged by those who support homeschooling. It just keeps me focused on what the Lord has called me to do. Thank you so much for this podcast. And that's our heart, is that we keep you focused on what the Lord is doing. It's not all about just books and curriculum. And honestly, it's not very much about that.
No,
it's really on relationships with your family and bigger picture, what God's called you to do.
Right.
I love this one because it's from a dad. It says, part of my role as a homeschool father is to set an example of being a lifetime learner and helping instill that in my children. I love this podcast as a way to continue to learn more about homeschooling and from other homeschoolers. And he goes on. But I love that that dads are being encouraged on this too, because we know that that's very important, that this is a family. Homeschooling is all about the family. It's not just the moms and the kids.
Yeah.
This one I had to put because I think it's funny. Professional, interesting, useful, very soothing vocal tones from the host. I laughed at that one because that was obviously before I was involved.
What was the date on that one?
Because I have never told that I have soothing vocal tones. But anyway, you do, Yvette. You totally do. Wonderful podcast for homeschool families. I love the non-sugar coating, yet gentle truths that are reiterated that you can homeschool your kids. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to be fake and tell you how easy this is, because it's not, and how perfect we do it, because we don't. And to sugarcoat it, because anything worth doing is usually hard. So homeschooling isn't easy, but it's worth it. It is worth every sacrifice that you make. And actually, we just recently had a podcast and it was amazing. They said, you're not making a sacrifice, you're making an investment.
Oh, yes.
And I love that. So it's worth every investment you make. It's worth every hard day you have, because it's the call that God has put on your life to teach and train up your children in Him. So there's not going to be much sugarcoating here.
No, but there will be fun. We do our best to have fun. Because you know what? God is fun.
He is.
Not that we don't have difficult times in life, but our joy is found in the Lord. And so homeschooling can be fun. My heart always breaks when I see people, you know, comment on Facebook and things saying, I can't do this anymore. We're in tears every day. And this is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't.
No,
it does not have to be that way. And I'm learning more and more every day that God is going to fill in the gaps, because there are going to be so many.
Right.
We're just trusting Him to do that, because like we've said so many times, and I'll say it again, in the end, you guys, it doesn't matter how well our kids know math or science or history. What matters is their relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely.
It matters how much they love their Savior and how well they have served Him. And that's what it's all about. So like you said, you know, it's the academics, those are great. I mean, that's just the icing on the cake. But it's just amazing to see what God can do when we're faithful to the call of homeschooling.
Right. And He just asks for our obedience. And when parents start to panic, I say, you know what? God already has a plan for your child. He already knows what your kid's going to be when they grow up. And the truth is, as long as you're pointing them to Him and teaching them how to learn. I mean, what I'm doing today is not what I went to school to do.
Right.
I had to learn it like in the last 2 years, and I'm still learning it. But as long as they're seeking the Lord, He's going to prepare and equip them for whatever it is that they need. And if that's math and you didn't do the best at teaching them math, then He's going to bring that into their life, because God has a plan for them, and God's plan can't, you know, be thwarted by our lack of ability to teach math.
That's right. So keep on going.
Stuff.
Okay. So one last question here, and then we'll wrap this up. And this is great. This is from Jenny Crawshaw. She is asking, when will the movie be released and where can we see it? And I love that comment. I love that question because we also have that same question. When will the movie be released? We have been working on this movie now for over 3.5 years. It is done. The filming is done. And Garrett, right now, literally as we speak, he is in the other room working on the edit of the movie. He is pulling all of the interviews together. And it was so funny last night. He came and we prayed together before bed last night. And he said, man, I am so frustrated. And his frustration was because the interviews that he was actually working through the interview we did with Colleen Kessler.
Mm.
And it was fantastic. And he said, I'm so frustrated because I have 30 minutes of gold, just amazing homeschool encouragement. And the whole movie is only going to be an hour and a half long or an hour and 40 minutes.
You should make it a 48 hour movie.
Right.
There's that much good stuff.
And we have so much good content. And it's a really good problem to have, but a problem nonetheless that there's so much good content that trying to dwindle it down to an hour and a half or hour and 40 minutes almost seems impossible, but it's happening and he's working on it. And so he's going through all of the interviews and he's editing. He's doing the rough edit of the movie right now, which is so very exciting. Mm-hmm. And there have been many times where he's just sitting in front of his computer and he's working through an interview and he's like, yes. I mean, like he's so excited. And then there's other times where, and I'm sorry, Garrett, I'm going to just say this about you. I have a husband who God has just given him emotions and he's not like a crybaby or anything, but he'll be so moved by an interview that it will literally bring tears to his eyes because it's so good. And God just has used these people in the movie and just spoken mm-hmm. straight through them. So we're in the phase of editing the movie, doing the rough edit. And I'm just going to be kind of upfront with everybody. Since you're asking about this, we are about to come to a standstill where Garrett's going to be up against a wall with the equipment and things that he has. We have an immediate need right now of about $15,000, not 50, but 15, about $15,000 that we need to, we're just praying. We're trusting the Lord for this money because he needs to buy some equipment to be able to complete the movie and get it to its finishing point. So I would like to ask two things of those watching and listening. One, if you would pray with us that the Lord would somehow miraculously provide that $15,000 that we need to get this movie pushed forward and to get it done. We will need more than that to bring it all the way to completion. But right now, that's our most immediate need is $15,000. So if you would just pray with us and commit to doing that, we would really be honored if you would do that. And then two, if the Lord puts it on your heart and you would be willing to just help support us financially to help get the movie done, that would be a huge blessing. We basically live like missionaries. I know we're not on, I don't know if you'd call it a mission field, but you know, we're not in Uganda. We are in Georgia. However, we live completely off of the generosity of other people. The Lord provides for us through others always. We don't have a paycheck. We don't have any income, regular income that comes in from anybody. We are only able to get the movie done, feed our family, put gas in our car because God has provided for us for the last 3.5 years through other people's generosity. And it's been amazing to see how God has done that. And here's the thing, $15,000 is not too big for him. I mean, that's, you know, it's God. And so we would love it if you guys would pray for us. And then if you would just pray about it and consider if you guys, I know a lot of people are in a really difficult financial situation right now. So if you are, pray with us and for us. If you're not and you're able to help support us financially, we would love that. And all you have to do is go to the Schoolhouse and it's tax deductible. So just go to schoolhouserocked.com and you'll see a button there that says donate here or something like that. Just click on that and that will walk you through it. And that goes directly to us and to funding to get the movie done. As far as where you can see it when it's done, that all depends on distribution. That depends on A lot of things. We're hoping to have it in theaters. That's the plan through Fathom Events. That's the plan right now. But that depends on budget and a whole lot of other things. And so for sure it will be on DVD. But as far as whether it will be on streaming media or in theaters, we're not sure yet. We have to get past this first hurdle of getting the edit done and getting the movie done until we can get to that point. But as soon as possible, that is when we would like the movie to be done. So yeah, that is our last question. Let me look, see if we have any other questions. Okay, I think that is all. So you guys, thank you so much for being such a blessing to our family. Abby, thank you for all that you have done to encourage us and support us and to stand with us in helping to co-host this podcast. God has been so good, and we love it. And you guys, send us an email. Let us know if there are guests that you would like to hear. If you have questions that you would like answered on the podcast, Abby and I are actually pretty soon here going to start doing Q&A on the podcast. It may or may not be live, but we're going to start doing maybe once a month or so, just kind of answering your homeschool questions episode. And so send in questions for that. We would love to know how we can encourage you that way. Thank you guys for joining us today. It's so much fun to have you with us. And just know that we pray for you guys all the time. And Abby, thank you.
Thank you. It has been so much fun. This is such a blessing. And thanks to everybody that tunes in. And we just pray that you're blessed.
Yep. Yep. So, all right. Thank you guys so much
for watching. Happy 125.
Happy 125. Thank you for watching and listening. And we will see you guys back here next week.